Welcome back to the Galveston Ghost Podcast. We are up to episode number 32, and happy anniversary to us. It was 2 years ago that we did the first Galveston Ghost Podcast after Sister Kate had some crazy experiences over at the Galvez. And for our second anniversary, we're going to actually head back to the Galvez. The Galveston Ghost Podcast is produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com and the beautiful Seawall location in a city that is generally considered to be one of the most haunted places in the country, Galveston, Texas. So if you have listened to a lot of the podcasts, you may remember a story from the Galvez on episode number 19. Where Judd Gottlieb had some water turning on and off all by itself in room 501 at the Galvez. I was watching a new show called Hotel Paranormal with Dan Aykroyd, and sure enough, there he was on the screen telling the story and also sharing the video that he took of the water going on and off. And we thought, you know, maybe it's time we revisit the Galvez and room 501 and hear a bit more of his story. So besides the podcast, we've been pretty busy over the past couple of years. 1 year ago, in actually it was June of 2019, we started up a ghost bus tour in Galveston. So June of 2019 was our first full month. So now it's a bit more than a year later, and we have had some pretty interesting stories shared with us as we go through the graveyard on the ghost bus tour, and people come to our location where we launched the tours from, which also used to be an old tarot card shop. And we've had some experiences in there with a big inflatable skull just suddenly being, looked like two big invisible hands clamped down on either side. And one of our employees was grabbed from behind after feeling a nice cold breeze. So it's been quite an interesting year. And we've had a lot of great stories shared with us from the Galvez, the Peanut Butter Warehouse, the Gingerbread House, from the Galveston Strand, and many more. And if you haven't listened to all the previous podcasts, you'll want to go back and check some of those out. And we have many, many more lined up to tell you also. The story of the Gingerbread House is pretty amazing, and we're still putting together plans for an overnight stay at the Gingerbread House. And if that sounds like something you'd like to attempt, just get a hold of us here at the Galveston Ghost Podcast. We've also got something kind of interesting planned, an app-based ghost hunt. So with 1 month off for COVID, we weren't allowed to do any tours. We took the time to put together a new app for the island of Galveston. It's called the Galveston.VIP app. It's in the Google and the Apple stores. If you just search Galveston, it should come right up to the top. And we've got a number of free tours that are on the app and everything you really want to know about Galveston. And we're getting ready to launch this Galveston Ghost Hunt. And what that's going to be is you start off at our location and we unlock the app and get you all set up for your route. And as you go from location to location, you'll hear a lot of the history of Galveston, why it's such a haunted place. Visit some of the sites you've heard about on the Galveston Ghost Podcast. And as you go place to place, you'll actually be collecting these ghost badges. And after you make the entire circuit and return back to us, we'll have a little something special for you at the end. So look for that on that Galveston.VIP digital island guide under the tour section. And there's also a haunted Galveston section. You'll want to check that out. So many stories come to us from the Galvez. We even started a 501 club on Facebook. In fact, the video that was taken of the water turning on and off was posted in that 501 club on Facebook, so check that out. And before we continue on with Judd Gottlieb's story from room 501, he's going to be talking about a photo that was taken looking out the window from the room before all the banging started going on the wall. If you go back to episode number 19 and take a look at the cover photo for the podcast, that's the photo that he took that night when everything happened and the ghosts attach themselves to him in room 501 at the Galvez. So the following audio was taken from Hotel Paranormal. It's season 1, episode 5, When Ghosts Attach. And thank you to them for the brief use of this audio for the complete episode. Check out Hotel Paranormal with Dan Aykroyd. Again, it's season 1, episode 5, When Ghosts Attach.
There is nothing I can say to explain what I'm looking at. A ghost staring right at me. And I'm terrified. I just wanted somebody to believe what I'm seeing. I just started flashing pictures of the whole thing. You could clearly make out some type of dress or a gown. I couldn't tell whether it was a veil or long hair, but she had no facial expression. It lasted about 15 seconds, and she just slowly dissipated. And then the pounding started happening again. When I heard the bangs coming from what I thought was either a ceiling above or the roof, there was something very sinister and terrifying about that. It was almost like something was trying to break into the room. There was sheer terror going through me at that point in time. Even right now, thinking back and hearing that pounding, it still freaks me out. There is no way I can explain this. And I was scared.
And if you watch the rest of the episode, you'll find out that his wife actually got a little freaked out and she ended up leaving early, getting her own room. And during this big attack, he called her on the phone and she could hear this going on in the background. But in her room, just two floors away, you could hear a pin drop. There was nothing going on in her room. So yes, the Hotel Galvez is definitely one of the more haunted spots on Galveston Island. And having had a chance to do the ghost tour with Melissa Hall and have a family member stay overnight in room 501, and she had her own experience, which you can hear on one of the earlier editions here of the Galveston Ghost Podcast. If you're a non-believer, this hotel could turn you into a believer. So much happening on the island of Galveston, and we invite you to check it out, come visit us, and jump on our ghost bus tour. We've also got some other cool historic and hurricane tours, all produced at the Galveston Experience Company, 1522 Seawall Boulevard. So if you've never been to Galveston, you need to treat yourself to one of the more historic cities. The Civil War was fought here. There are Civil War ghosts that have been spotted around the island. We have pirates and ghost pirate ships. If you may have heard on a previous episode, Pirate Jean Lafitte's place is located on Harborside Boulevard, Maison Rouge. So a lot of great history and certainly a lot of great ghost stories. And we've got more coming up for you. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe and you'll be notified when we release the next edition of the Galveston Ghost Podcasts. So hopefully we'll see you in person at the Galveston Experience Company on the Ghost Bus Tours. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you again right here on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.